Our next case for argument is 24-1081, Lou versus Hyper Bicycles.
Good morning, Your Honors. Christopher Hultquist for Appellant Foshing Lou. We're here on de novo review of summary judgment that was granted in the Massachusetts Federal District Court on a patent infringement claim regarding design patents for motorbike and speed bike. The appellant contends that during the summary judgment motion proceedings that the court failed to look at deposition testimony that was presented, as well as statements in a counterclaim that Lou contends should have made summary judgment improper.
Counsel, do you agree that the failure to include a response to the statement of undisputed material facts was an independent basis for the district court's summary judgment decision?
I think from his memorandum and decision, Your Honor, he did mention that. I don't think that was the basis of his decision, though. I think the one he was looking at, he totally disregarded the record evidence from the deposition transcript provided. And I think he didn't address at all Lou's contention that statements in the counterclaim constituted an admission or issues of fact that should have precluded the issuance of summary judgment.
Well, I mean, counsel, on page 4 of his opinion, he says, there are local rules that every court has, and that his court has a local rule that if you don't provide a counter statement of material fact, if you don't actually oppose the statement of material fact provided, that those facts may be deemed admitted for the purposes of the motion. And he says Hyper's statement of material facts is dispositive of the issues raised in the summary judgment motion. It feels like a holding.
Well, I understand that, Your Honor, but he did address the other issues that I...
Yeah, then he goes on and says, even if this court were to consider the other issues. I mean, that's usually the language we use when we say moreover, right? Like, moreover.
Understood, Your Honor.
Well, the problem is you didn't even appeal that issue in your blue brief, so you waived that issue. So if we construe his opinion as providing two completely independent reasons for coming out the way he did, and if on appeal you only addressed one of those reasons, then there's no relief that this court can afford you.
Well, Your Honor, I hope you can ignore that portion of the court's order and address the issues.
Why would we do that? I mean, you didn't comply with the rules. He said you didn't comply with the rules, so their statement of facts are deemed, you know, unopposed, basically. And on the unopposed facts, you lose.
Well, I believe, Your Honor, I think even looking at those unopposed facts, I don't think that would be enough to grant the motion.
You didn't argue that, though.
I did not.
Okay, do you want to address anything else?
If you've had any other questions, Your Honor, I certainly will address them now.
Thank you, counsel. Let's hear from Mr. Ekoff.
Thank you, Your Honors, and good morning. May it please the court. My name is Lawrence Ekoff. I'm appearing on behalf of the appellee, Hyper Bicycles. To address what the court indicated in response to appellant's argument, the district court absolutely ruled in favor of summary judgment on both the procedural grounds as well as the substantive basis.
Agree that because those are alternative holdings and one was an appeal that we have to affirm?
Absolutely. And in fact, I think we even indicated in our respondent's brief that was a basis for which this court could affirm. The statement of undisputed facts, which is in an appendix, beginning at appendix 595, there are in that statement, I believe, there's 49 separate undisputed facts with reference to evidence. And those are, one, there was no infringement, two, there were no damages. Every single element and every single issue in this case was presented in that undisputed statement of material facts. None of them were contested, not only at district court level, but none of them were contested on appeal. So what the record is before this court is all of those facts have been admitted. The district court did go on to say that even if it were to ignore that, which it didn't, it said that that was an independent grounds, and it also was an independent grounds for this court to affirm, even on the substantive basis, the appellants still failed. The two arguments they raised were simply that of the testimony of Mr. Liu that he saw products being sold, and secondly, with respect to the counterclaim language. So I think neither of those issues, and those were addressed directly by the court, and the court did find that those were unpersuasive arguments, that there was no evidence of any infringement that was brought by the appellant in the court below. The court found none, no evidence was presented of any such infringement, and absolutely no evidence of damages. You know, the appellant's answer before this court, as it did before the district court, wondered why. Why was it brought here? Lawsuit was filed, 3 years, fees, costs were incurred, yet no discovery was conducted, no evidence, no subpoenas, no expert testimony, no expert damages, nothing was even presented to the court below. And this record, on a very scant record, as the district court experienced, simply was unpersuasive argument. And we questioned why, and we think this court should affirm that certainly the motion for summary judgment was properly granted, the court's reasoning was well-reasoned, and we asked this court to affirm the district court's ruling on granting of summary judgment.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Yukoff.
Thank you.
Mr. Holquist, you have rebuttal time.
Your Honor, I would rely on my brief. However, there's just one thing I want to clarify. The issue regarding the timing in the 3 years with nothing going on, that I think isn't accurate. There was a time where, after the case was filed, after claims construction, there was a withdrawal of counsel, and it took a great amount of time for appellee to get substitute counsel in there. So I just want to clarify that for the record, Your Honor.
Okay, thank you, counsel. We thank both counsel. This case is taken under submission.